This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. Jay Nixon has been sworn in for his second and final four-year term as Missouri governor. Thousands of people braved temperatures in the 20s to hear his inaugural address on the steps of the state capitol, which focused a lot on the Show Me State's history. He said despite the fact that two different political parties control the General Assembly and the governor's office, that Missouri is not as divided today as it was during the Civil War.
For a time, Missouri had two state governments, two state capitals, and two governors. Two state flags fluttered above the boys in blue and gray, the sons of farmers and cobblers, tinkers and slaves.
He also cited his administration's efforts at keeping automotive jobs in Missouri and in responding to the Joplin tornado and other natural disasters. And he called on leaders in both parties to put shared principles above small differences. Republican State Senator John Lamping of St. Louis County, however, described Nixon's inaugural address as a, quote, say-nothing speech from a do-nothing governor. An autopsy shows that Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Javon Belcher was legally drunk when he shot his girlfriend 9 times and then killed himself. The Jackson County Medical Examiner released the results of autopsies performed on Belcher and his 22-year-old girlfriend, Cassandra Perkins, following their deaths on December 1st. The autopsy report released Monday says Belcher's blood alcohol level was 0.17 and was likely higher at the time of the shooting. Missouri House members have taken their oaths of office for a second time because of a mix-up the first time. The 2013 session started last week, and the newly elected legislators pledged to support the, quote, government instead of the, quote, Constitution. House leaders decided on Monday to repeat the oath during a morning session conducted before the inaugural ceremony for statewide elected officials. House Speaker Pro Tem Jason Smith, a Republican from Salem, says it is important for legislators to publicly vow to support the U.S. and Missouri constitutions. However, the second swearing-in likely only was ceremonial. After orally repeating the oath Wednesday with the misspoken word, legislators then signed a correctly phrased written version. Ongoing work by the Army Corps of Engineers and recent rains are giving the barge shipping industry a little breathing room. Early this month, shippers had feared that low water levels on the Mississippi River due to drought would effectively shut down the river. Lieutenant Colin Fogarty of the U.S. Coast Guard is optimistic that the river will continue to stay open for business. He says historically the river begins to rise in February, but it's hard to know if that will be the case this year.
The United States Coast Guard is confident we can maintain a safe navigable channel up until late January. Beyond that, it really becomes too hard to predict.
This weekend, contractors working for the Corps completed a project to deepen the shipping channel on a particularly treacherous stretch of the river south of St. Louis. Jay Nixon has begun his second term as governor of Missouri. He, along with several other statewide office holders, were sworn in today on the steps of the state capitol. He talked at length about Missouri's history, especially during the Civil War years, and used that to illustrate that today's differences between Democrats and Republicans are nowhere near that insurmountable.
We will put our shared principles ahead of our small differences and work together for the common good. The people of Missouri deserve and expect no less, and that is how I intend to lead.
In a statement, House Speaker Tim Jones formally welcomed Nixon's cooperation, but also said he hopes the governor turns his, quote, rhetoric into reality. Also sworn in today were Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder, Attorney General Chris Koster, State Treasurer Clint Zweifel, and Secretary of State Jason Kander. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.